the snowy conditions means it still kind of feels like Christmas, right?
Yeah, and it also means that people who threw their trees out, now they're going to, like, the trees are sinking into a pile of slushy slop.
Yeah, you're not going to find that Christmas tree now.
No.
So that probably deters you from getting your Christmas decorations down, right?
Guess what I did this weekend, Johnny?
Did you take them down?
I took them down. All of them. Yes, actually, I take that back. There's, like, one... I had this, like, Santa Claus thing that's kind of big, and I have to figure out what to do with it. But, like, everything else is down. The tree's out.
Wow.
I did it all. I did it all in one day.
I didn't think you were going to do it.
You didn't. You doubted me, and that's why I did it.
I doubted you. And you know what?
You didn't do it, did you?
I didn't do it.
I knew it.
I will say, though, when I was going to bed last night, Jocelyn said, because I was talking about, I was, oh, man, we're getting all kinds of comments about different times and when people should take them down and their deadlines. And she said, well, today you can't take them down because it's the Christmas celebration in Russia today.
Good excuse. So, good reason.
So I guess you got that to deal with. So
now I will say one other thing I have to deal with now, because for like the last week, I don't bother watering the tree. I'm just done. So
oh, yeah,
I pay zero attention to the tree at all, except every time I pass it, I think, ugh, when am I going to get this down? So it basically was just a dried up crust. Oh. So when the kids actually took it out, the amount of needles left behind is ridiculous. So I did sweep them into a pile, but I haven't gotten rid of
them. The pile's not gone.
That's not going to be my job, though.
Okay.
That's going to be somebody else's job. So
you're hoping that when you get home, that
it'll just
be
done
gone.
Magically. It'll be gone. Yeah.
See, okay. I feel like if I touch my Christmas tree, like as soon as I grab it to take it down, it's just going to go.
Yeah.
So I might as well just put a bag underneath it.
I was pulling ornaments off and the pieces of the tree kept coming off with the ornament and then they would end up in the box. I was like, whoops, and I'd have to like pick the tree out. So it took a lot longer than it needed to.
Gosh. I think you just did it because you knew I wasn't going to take mine down.
Actually, that's
exactly
why.
And you just wanted to rub it in my face.
I didn't want to rub it in your face. What I didn't want to have happen is for you to have gotten yours down. And then you to rub it in my face. So this was sort of like a, you know, proactive.
I like that.
Getting ahead of that.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
I like your learning now.
I see how things go around here, and I just wanted to avoid that this time.
So what do you usually have a deadline, or is it just literally like how it was this weekend where it was like, I've got some time, let's do
it. Yeah, no, I really like to have it down before the kids go back to school if possible, because I feel like once you get back into the regular swing of life, you forget about it or it just slips off the radar. But no, I don't have like a hard and fast rule.
Jeff on our Facebook page says December 26th.
December 12th.
The day after Christmas.
Man, don't you feel like the day after Christmas, like I'm still just kind of lying around recovering.
I'm still picking up like Christmas wrapping and putting that in the recycle bin and all that. I don't have time.
That's ambitious.
A lot of other people on our Facebook page, some right around that Christmas weekend around or at least by New Year's.
Yeah. Wow.
Some people, though, I got a couple people on there, Liz Petsky, as well as Jocelyn's mom.
Yeah.
February 14th.
I can attest to the fact that Liz Petsky did leave her Christmas tree up until Valentine's Day at least once.
Really?
Yeah. It looked really good.
Does she, now, if it were me, I would make red and silver and
no,
like
she
white
didn't do
be
that.
The theme.
She didn't do that. It was just a Christmas tree. But her house is really beautiful inside and she's like really good at taking care of it. So it's just surprising.
That's
not
awesome.
Judging, just noticing.
Jeff on our Facebook page, another Jeff, says between January 2nd and the 7th, depending upon how the holiday falls, anything later than that and your neighborhood should TP your house.
Ooh, the 7th?
The 7th. So
you should get TP'd.
By yesterday, if yours are not done. Now,
but that's like exterior lights. Who cares what's happening in your house?
If anybody knows where Jeff lives, someone needs to drive by his house and let us know if he has his decorations down. If not, we're going to go TP his house.
Sounds like a plan.